The Far East has been undergoing massive development over the past few years, with its main competitive advantages, like its logistical openness, being located at the intersection of trans-Eurasian trade routes, and, of course, its proximity to fast-growing economies and the world's most dynamic region, the Asia-Pacific. It is important to note that Russia's total non-energy exports to the Asia-Pacific region in 2020 exceeded $35 billion. Meanwhile, we saw an increase in exports by 26% over the first 6 months of 2021 compared to the first 6 months of 2020. In our view, this is reflected in a general post-pandemic trade revival. The share of Asia-Pacific countries in Russia's foreign trade is growing steadily. Russia's merchandise exports and imports increased from 21% to 27% and 32% to 37%, respectively, between 2015 and 2020, and were 25.7% and 39.1% at the end of the first 6 months of 2021. The largest foreign trade partner for Russia in the Asia-Pacific region is China. In 2020, the PRC's share of Russia's foreign trade reached 18.3%. In turn, the Russian Federation accounts for only 2.3% of China's foreign merchandise trade. It appears that further development of diversified integration projects will also contribute to strengthening economic cooperation in the Asia-Pacific region. There's a good basis for this. Regional and sub-regional associations, such as the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, the Eurasian Economic Union, and the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, can work together in the interests of the entire region, complementing each other harmoniously and effectively. All this certainly allows us to talk about significant growth in non-resource exports today. The REC, or Russian Export Center, is actively working to support exports to Asia-Pacific countries. For example, in 2020, we supported more than $7 billion in exports of Russian products and services. If we talk about non-resource energy exports, this figure is somewhere around 20% of all exports to the APR in 2020. The indicator is quite high because, if we take the global trend, development institutions support about 10% of non-resource exports to partner countries. Support is provided in all areas of the REC group's activities. This includes credit and insurance support, as well as advisory and subsidy support. And we generally see good growth potential for 2021 and believe that the indicators of 2020 can be exceeded. Russian exporters have shown a keen interest in entering Asia-Pacific markets in sectors such as agribusiness, metallurgy, light industry, chemicals, timber processing, and niche segments such as mechanical engineering. The Far East has a fairly active gas chemical complex for processing and creating high-tech products. One such project is the ECN Group. They're implementing a project to create a methanol production facility with an annual capacity of 1 million tons at their own railway oil terminal in Skovorodino in the Amur region. The first phase of the project involves an investment of 55 billion rubles. Implementation of this project will boost non-resource, non-energy exports by 500 billion rubles. The plant's products are planned to be exported to China, Korea, and other APR countries. In turn, the REC Group is considering the possibility of providing XER insurance coverage to financial institutions that will finance the construction of this facility as part of a pre-signed cooperation agreement with the ECN Group. In terms of barriers, the choice of export destination for most companies involves an analysis of existing barriers to entry into potential markets, which include tariff and non-tariff restrictions. It is tariff barriers that have a key influence on the decision to enter a particular market. Traditionally, agricultural products have been subject to higher tariff protection than industrial products. On average, the Republic of Korea imposes a duty at the rate of 56%, China at the rate of 13%, Japan at 15%, while industrial goods are subject to duties at the rates of 6.6%, 6.5%, and 2.5% respectively, which is significantly lower as we can see. In addition to tariff barriers, Russian exporters face problems in the area of technical regulation, which is related to the need to certify products for compliance with the established requirements of the importing country.